This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. It took 2 weeks, but results from Iraq's elections are in. Iraq's Shiite Muslim Alliance is the winner with 48% of the vote, followed by the Kurds with 26%. But the Shiite victory was not as large as predicted, and in their moment of triumph, Shiite politicians are emphasizing moderation and inclusiveness to win over political rivals and bolster their position in the new National Assembly. NPR's Anne Garrels joins us from Baghdad. So, Annie, what is the mood now that the results have been released?
Well, the Shiite coalition, who expected to do better, is clearly disappointed. And most Iraqis are still left in the position of waiting to see who emerges to hold key positions. First, you've got the National Assembly, where seats were going to be spread among 12 parties, and then there are provincial councils. As the results were read out yesterday, there was a baffling list of dozens of largely unknown parties and individuals who won places there. You know, there was a kind of euphoria when Iraqis voted. They were thrilled just to cast a ballot. But now the more complicated reality has set in, and though the election officials describe the vote as having closed all the wounds of Iraq's past, you know, there's continued violence, much of it sectarian, and there are going to be intense divisions over the role of Islam in the country and just what kind of federal system will emerge.
Well, obviously, deal-making must be well underway.
It's been underway for 2 weeks, and now with the Shiites not getting as many votes as they anticipated, it's even more intense. The Shiite alliance is likely to control only a slim majority in the new assembly, and not enough to get the two-thirds needed to elect the president and two deputies who in turn will select the prime minister. So we anticipate several more days of intense negotiations. The Shiite alliance, which itself is made up of diverse groups ranging from conservative Islamists to secular figures, is going to have to make deals with parties run by Kurds and others. And U.S. officials are saying it could be another month before the new government actually takes office.
Well, from what you say, it sounds like the spread of votes and the differing views will actually lessen the influence of conservative religious figures.
That would appear to be the case. Certainly, the Shiites are saying they want to cooperate with all Iraqis. And while they want the post of prime minister, the Kurds are demanding the job of president, as well as other key ministerial positions. With 26% of the vote, the Kurds are clearly trying to flex their political muscle. They're more secular in orientation, and they want to maintain local autonomy. And they've said the results of the vote show that the Kurds are an effective force in Iraq.
You know, and finally, the big losers would appear, as expected, to be the Sunni Arab Muslims. They dominated politics under Saddam Hussein. How will that play out?
The Sunni Arabs voted in even smaller numbers than anticipated, and they will be underrepresented, to put it mildly. They remain embittered, and largely Sunni-fed violence continues. While the Shiites want power, they don't want a continued war, and they have invited the Sunnis to participate. The Sunni Arabs, in turn, have been sending mixed messages. They said they will participate in writing the constitution, which will be a key role of the new National Assembly, but it's unclear under what conditions. And while most sat out these elections, the Sunni Arabs could well play an important role in the future. They could block the constitution under a rule that gives that basically says the constitution has to be approved by 16 of 18 provinces, and Sunnis are a majority in at least three of them.
Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels speaking from Baghdad.